B'tachon for Life, Shir 1765, Yom Revi, B'Shabbos, Parshias Behar B'Chukaisai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha in everything that they need. We are talking about the exercise of spending money on Shabbos and how it trains you to feel smicha, to feel betachen. Now, it's important that you don't overextend yourself. If a person's going to get stressed after Shabbos, oh, where's the money going to come from? There's no mitzvah to jump. Everything that you want to last long term has to be done in small steps. So we're talking about extending yourself a little bit more than you would usually do. That's the general rule. And over time, you'll spend more and you'll spend more. If a person has the ability to spend more, then really they should. If a person can afford it, then the extension should be a little bit more because it's not going to really stress you out. It's just something you're uncomfortable doing because you're not used to spending so much money on something. So then you're training yourself to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person has a tight budget and they simply do not have the ability to spend excess funds on Shabbos, so then the suggestion is to extend yourself a little bit. Extend yourself more than you would usually do. That is enough to train yourself to rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom, because we have to believe and understand that the bottom line is not going to change. But we shouldn't put ourselves in stressful situations, and therefore we shouldn't overextend ourselves, though we might look back and get upset. But to extend ourselves a little bit, buy that extra thing that you don't usually buy, and tell yourself the reason why you're buying it is because you're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that supplies, and during the week you're careful, because that's proper Ishtadlus. But when it comes to Shabbos, you extend yourself, and you tell yourself that. These actions have a big impact on a person. When you break your habits, when you start acting differently for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you train yourself, you ingrain in yourself to feel amuna, to feel betachen. Besides for the fact that it's really not costing you anything, because Shabbos is free. So you're not really spending extra. It might look like that, but you're not. You're going to get the money back. Or it's extra money that you would have lost anyway, one or the other. But the main gain that you have is that advancement in betachen, because you're training yourself to feel dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel reliance on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a basic, simple exercise. It comes every week. But if you push yourself that little bit, it can have endless ramifications.